the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. Are you ready? This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us from
the Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it right up.
Kiss 95.1.
You wake up to our show every day? I feel like I owe you an apology. She got stuck with the tab, but I didn't have a wallet, and I don't want to look like a chump.
I'm not afraid to admit that my drag queen name is Anita Biscuit.
See, too much stimulation.
Hi, I love you guys so much. I listen to you every morning.
Yay, well, we love you.
Mornings with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Morning, Roy.
Well, and an Olympic opening is definitely what I needed.
Was not awake.
We found that? That was a lost little gym right there.
He's not awake. He's not awake.
Yeah.
Roy's not awake. Yeah, he was fast asleep. He was counting sheep. Some drool on his cheek. Roy's not awake. I can't believe he snored so low. He saw him live. She could find him in a fog. Roy's not awake. Yeah, he was awake for too long.
Are you kidding?
If Roy knew then what he knew now, he'd stay a night DJ.
Wow, that's like from 2015.
I found it.
Wow.
I simply typed in Roy's not a, and that showed up on our computer. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday. You've made it through the first portion of your week. Now for part two, and cooler fall temperatures on the horizon.
Not today, though. Well, I guess it's not supposed to be as cold as it's going to be today.
Right, and then real cool heading into the weekend. So
yeah.
Perfect for our haunted house bus tour, which, by the way, there's an issue now. We got to get into that later.
Controversies
over one show member who's not going to make the trip for reasons that they feel are good reasons, and I get it, but we still need to discuss.
Okay.
Also stopping by today, the superintendent of CMS. You know, we've been a big part of Stand Up and Speak Out, the anti-bullying campaign for CMS. We've been doing it since like 2013, and we're bringing it back again. We're going to tell you details about it. Superintendent's going to drop by.
It's good to have open conversations, and you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about bullying, but now more than ever is what we need to talk about.
That's true.
Loren's got an amazing story about being bullied at her new school that she shared with us several times.
Yep.
Italian class?
No, when I was in high school.
She goes to Italian class. Luigi's picking on her.
Well, Roy and I joke about it, but we get bullied by our big boss, and then another guy named Rob, and then our boss Quagmire. They sit outside and go to lunch just about the time we're leaving each day. And, like, you know, they jokingly are like, where are y'all going? Get back in there. Get back to work.
We get heckled on the way out.
I go,
it's
great.
It's like we're the freshmen and they're the seniors, and we're trying to walk out, and they're like, oh, okay, 10:45. You're leaving early today, huh? Did you get anything done in there today?
Roll your window down. I'm not done harassing you.
I was literally backing out of the spot one day, and my boss continued the heckle. He's like, roll it down. Oh, man.
So that's happening today. Just around 6:50 this morning, we'll have the guys from CMS drop in. Also, New Kids on the Block tickets. We're going to do it at the same time we did yesterday, around 6:40 this morning. You got to beat Roy, the anti-New Kids on the Block fan. You got to beat him in a game that we're going to play.
Love Donnie Wahlberg, not his music.
Okay.
He's a good actor, though. Fantastic actor.
And I have to tell you guys something that has really, really thrown me for a loop today.
Okay.
So we do the radio show from 6 to 10. And then we're in the studio because Cameron doesn't come into the studio live until 11 each morning because she works on music and stuff.
Yep.
So we stay in the studio, which means that we pretty much don't go back to our office much anymore. And the interns hang out in the office and Nicole goes back there. But like for the most part, the three of us will do our show,
working here,
hang out here. Then we walk around the building. And for the most part, you know, we're working in here. So I have with me every day a giant bottle of Smart Water that I like to refill at the water
cooler,
filter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I love keeping, I'll use one bottle the whole week.
It's disgusting, but okay.
It's not. It's just water. And I clean the top.
How often do you actually clean it out? Or do you just keep re-adding water?
No. I empty it, then I add more water. I never use the same water. But I pretty much almost go through the whole bottle each day. But anyway, no matter what I do, I try to avoid having to walk back to the office because the door to leave is right here. So I leave the studio, you know, leave my bag in here and then just grab it and go. I don't want to have to walk back to the studio to put my water bottle in there because no matter where I put my water bottle in this studio, it is gone the next day.
Well, it's because they think it's trash.
It's like always half drinking.
I put this freaking water bottle. Hey, Aaron, give me that red bag, please. I put this thing yesterday as a test in this bag and zipped this bag up.
Really?
And
you zipped it up?
I zipped it up. I told Cameron, I'm zipping it up and I'm putting in here. This morning I come in, the check said water. It's not in there. They went into the room. Somebody went into the bag, and it's not the cleaning crew because the cleaning crew can't clean the floor. So there's no way that all of a sudden they're going to search the bag for garbage.
So that means someone on our staff. It's someone on our staff.
Son of a. I am so mad.
All right, but if you told Cameron you were doing that, that only leads one other person that uses the studio.
It's AJ.
Why would AJ even touch the bag that sat in the corner for months now?
Maybe he was looking for Coke. He is a water bottle sniffing dog.
Let's call him. Let's wake him up. Let's ask him. Hey, bud.
What do you have against my water bottle, AJ? What is it? Is it taller than you?
Oh, that was a low blow. At least no pun intended there.
AJ makes his own height jokes. It's okay. We're at that level. But isn't that crazy, y'all? I put it in the bag.
You zipped it
and
up.
And I zipped it.
And you told Cameron.
So you think maybe Cameron.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe Cameron was messing with you?
Maybe.
She knows not to.
Does she? Maybe she thought it would be funny. I was in here with Cameron for like a good hour yesterday.
Yeah, and she wouldn't remember. She's busy with her show, not busy messing with my water bottle.
Well, AJ should be busy with his show.
He's not. Have you heard it? It's a lot of music. And he, he doesn't talk enough. And I've been telling him, and I've been telling our boss Quagmire, let Cameron and AJ talk more.
But they can't. They're not allowed to stop the music like we can.
Well, that's true. But still, give them a little break going into commercial. I want to hear that.
Well, I don't know if the girl boss wants to hear that.
Well,
he wants to hear the hits.
I know, and I've been complaining on that for a while. But, yeah. You know, I love AJ. I love Cameron. They're good at what they do.
Well, you don't love them when they steal your water bottle.
Yeah, maybe they have too much time to get into trouble in here.
It's definitely not the cleaning people.
No, because the floor is filthy.
We still got peanut butter on the floor from last Friday.
All the cleaning people do is they come in and they throw out the garbage. So I get it. If my water bottle, which, by the way, and now here's the other thing. I'm going to throw you off for another loop. See where Roy sits, Loren?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like right across from me, diagonal to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I put the water bottle in Roy's corner, it stays.
No one touch it. So
really?
Yes.
Because I leave out all my papers because that's... We don't have a filing system in our office, so I have to kind of create my own here. And people are pretty good about not touching my crap. Now, they'll touch my chair. AJ will have, or Cameron has guests that come in, and my chair will be all moved around and up, down. I mean, my microphone's been moved. Mm. You know, that part gets messed with, but no one touches my paperwork.
See, I have reason to believe that that's the cleaning people doing a show overnight, messing with your with your chair.
Going up and high and low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the mystery of all mysteries. My water bottle. I wish we had a video in here. We need to run a 24-hour camera.
I have a Amazon doggy cam that we could put in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And yeah, like our monitors.
What's an Amazon doggy cam?
It's a monitor, pretty much.
It's just a camera that records, you know, movement.
Gotcha. I thought maybe it was something you put on the dog.
No. You just hide it. It's really small. Okay. It goes off Wi-Fi. So we could put that bad boy in here and just test it.
All right, well, that's how I start off the show. Very upset over my water bottle.
Hey, man. You think
you got issues today, people. Somebody's on their way to the emergency room. You know, somebody is on the way to jail listening to this in the police car.
There probably is.
You don't have issues. I've got issues. I'm sorry.
Still to come.
A bird pooped on me yesterday, and I didn't get that mad.
You guys are so dramatic.
I want my water.
Out of everybody on the show, you two.
I know.
most dramatic.
By the way, we have bottled water in our refrigerator at any given point.
I know.
It's not the smart water bottle, though. I like that big size.
You know what I would love? If I went back to the refrigerator right now and somebody took that bottle out and put it in the refrigerator to keep it cold, that's what I would love.
You're right. I would love that, too, but that's not what happened. It is long gone into a recycle bin somewhere. I love you, Smart Water. You're like my Wilson from Castaway. I love where Smart Water. Where's Smart Water? Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you a dude busted his wife thanks to the Google camera. He found out that she was cheating. We'll have those details coming up in 10 minutes.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Don't worry, Princess got a new bottle of water so he can perform.
Yeah, and by now Princess, you're not talking about me.
No, me. My smart water bottle gets thrown out every time I leave it in the studio overnight. This time I hid it in a bag and somebody actually went into the bag and threw it out. What's the problem with this new bottle of water that I got out of the refrigerator?
You said it's too cold and it hurts your teeth.
My teeth
are
too sensitive for this. I mean, it's freezing.
It's not freezing. It's literally not frozen. It's literally not freezing.
Listen.
It's just cold.
I'm not going to be upset about it anymore. I got water. I'm good. Thank you. And what I'm super excited for is the game we're going to play for the New Kids on the Block tickets in just about 15 minutes from now.
Yep.
I thought of this in the shower this morning. It's a game that includes our intern, Adam Driver, who has become a fast favorite on the show.
He's a character.
Yeah, we're going to treat him like a slot machine. So what we're going to do is we're going to put items into his pants, and he's going to shake his leg. And Roy, he's going to have three items in there. You and the person on the phone are going to have to decide which item is going to come out next.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, it should be fun. On paper.
And we'll know. That's how they always start.
They all
funny on
good.
Paper.
Yeah, he's going to hide three items in there. He's going to shake his leg, and you have to guess which item is going to come out next.
That's fun.
All right, we'll do that coming up here around 6:35 this morning for New Kids tickets. A man recently divorced his wife in Peru after discovering that she was cheating on him while he was looking around on the Google Street View app.
What?
Was she, like, moving furniture with someone on camera?
He recently posted photographic proof on Facebook, and he came upon a familiar figure, a curly-haired woman sitting on a bench and stroking the hair of a man who had his head in her lap. Both people's faces were blurred to protect their privacy. The man recognized his wife's hair and the clothes. The dress, he bought her.
Ooh.
And obviously the main thing here is that he wasn't the man whose head was in her lap. It was somebody else. The photos were taken by the Google Street View car back in 2003. But he confronted his wife.
So he's just now seeing it?
Mm-hmm.
Google Street View existed in 2003?
Yeah, you know we go back to 2008.
Yeah, but like 2008.
Are you sure that's not 13?
2013.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
If I said 2003, I apologize.
You said 2003. I'm like, Google's brilliant if they thought that far ahead.
No. 2013.
Okay.
We were still rocking MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace might not even have been around then, actually.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. Just starting, maybe.
Obviously, now they are broken up. She had no choice but to admit her infidelity.
Even still, man, 2013, that's 5 years ago.
Yeah, who cares about what happened 5 years ago?
I would if I was married.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. No word on whether they had continued the relationship, you know what I mean? Or if that was like they broke up or what it was.
If I was her, I'd be like, there's statute of limitations. It's so long ago. We're fine.
Okay.
Google Street View, by the way, has found a couple of funny things, not just some infidelity. They also captured a bizarre scene, like a naked man getting out of the trunk of a car. Do you remember that?
What?
No.
We did this once. We posted this.
I don't remember that. But let me tell you something. You have to know. Like, that person knew Google was coming that day.
How?
I don't know. Maybe they saw them in another neighborhood the day before.
Well, I know that when the Google Street View went by our studios, we have a big window looking out to South Boulevard. We shoved our bodies against the window. A couple years ago, hoping to get on Street View.
We're so high up, though.
I don't think I'll capture it, yeah.
I'm looking to see.
Oh, someone saran-wrapped a car on Street View.
Somebody saran-wrapped a car. Somebody's flipping off someone. There's a horse chasing after somebody.
Yeah.
A motorcycle with a sidecar tipping. I don't know. There's just there's funny ones. We'll post these up at kiss951.com.
That's fun.
It's yeah. Google Street View has like caught like murders and stuff.
Have they?
Yeah, there's like crime scenes and
wow.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
I just like the man getting out of the trunk naked. Like, what the heck was that about?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Mel B this morning, one of our favorite Spice Girls, is facing charges after she punched a model.
Oh,
now,
no.
She attended the fashion show. He walked in the fashion show. And afterwards, he caught her backstage and asked her for a photo. But upon looking at the picture, he decided he didn't like it and wanted to take it again. So she punched him in the chest, according to him. And then later on, they met back up somewhere and she punched him again. So he decided he was going to follow her into a hotel. What are you guys laughing at?
No, there's nothing funny about this story.
Okay.
We're laughing at a picture from the Google Street View. A guy has an apple on his head.
Uh-huh.
And there's someone with a bow and arrow aiming at him, and the car caught that.
That is funny.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, I know. Much
don't
more interesting than my
story like that. Okay, sorry.
All right, anyway.
Well, I can't comment on this because it's bad.
I know.
She should go to jail if she's assaulting someone.
Right?
Okay.
Did I miss the story?
No.
We probably did. We're too busy looking at Google Street View.
Go ahead. This is your segment. Shine.
All right. Is Lady Gaga engaged?
Plus, I blew my voice out at 6:05 this morning yelling about my water bottle.
Stop derailing her bit. Go ahead.
I'll just wait. I'll just wait. It's fine.
I don't know if she's engaged. You tell us. Not that I know of.
I saw something on Insta.
Well, about a month ago, there started to be rumors that she was engaged to her boyfriend. And she was at the annual Women in Hollywood celebration, got up on stage and made a speech thanking her fiancé. So she has confirmed the news.
Well, so now everybody is engaged and without us knowing. Like, that's the move. Like, the last three celebrity relationships.
I don't know. Yes, you're right. But I feel like who's left in Hollywood that needs to walk down the aisle still besides Justin Bieber and Haley?
Right.
We're excited about. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, Ariana Grande's done. Gwyneth Paltrow just got married. Like, there's nobody, you know, still engaged out there except for him. Anyway, the Conners debuted last night. This, of course, is the spinoff to Roseanne's reboot. And everybody was wondering how were they going to get rid of Roseanne's character?
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
That's not possible. It's got to be wrong.
Well, they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed, and with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, heavy stuff last night. The family, according to the scripts, will focus on each other getting through the time through laughter, bickering, and unconditional love.
I imagine the sister's going to move in with them. With Dan.
Yeah. I mean, we'll wait and see. But that is your dirty for now.
Thanks, Loren. If you guys want to win tickets to go see the New Kids on the Block on the mixtape tour, along with Naughty by Nature, Salt and Peppa, you can be caller 9 right now and play a game against Roy. It's called What's Coming Out of Adam Driver's Leg? 704-570-9595. Caller 9, you get to play. Good luck.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So we got New Kids on the Block tickets up for grabs.
Yes, July 9th at the Spectrum Center. It's the mixtape tour. Salt and Peppa, New Kids on the Block, Naughty by Nature.
Good.
To name a few. And Roy, you've been openly anti-New Kids on the Block since you think they're an old 80s band.
They are.
So in order to win the New Kids on the Block tickets, you got to beat Roy at a game all week long. We'll have more tickets tomorrow and Friday. Who's playing against you today?
I have Brandy and Krause.
Woo! Hello!
Hi, are you a New Kids on the Block fan?
Yes, I grew up in the 80s, so I love them.
Good, yeah. Then great, I want you to destroy me.
So the game is simple. We have our intern who we've named Adam Driver because he's tall, got dark hair, and kind of, you know.
Yeah, the personality.
Has the personality of Adam Driver.
Cool.
And Adam Driver's wearing jeans. And Adam, you have three items in your jeans today. What are those three items? Get real close to that microphone and let Brandy and Roy know.
I think you can see him through his
that
jeans.
I was about to ask you, is that bulge one of the items?
am I supposed to tell you what the items
are? Yes. You have to tell them what the items are. Then they're going to guess which one is coming out in order.
First.
Okay? Like okay. a slot machine.
I have a ball. A pair of sunglasses and a pair of dice.
Okay, I think I see the ball.
A ball?
You definitely see the ball. Okay.
All right.
Adam's pants are like boot cut pants, so they're decently
some of those
tight,
are a little
yeah.
suggestive.
Yeah.
Brandy, inside Adam Driver's pants are a ball, dice, and sunglasses. Which
correct.
Item is going to come out first when he shakes his leg?
I say the sunglasses.
Roy, what do you say?
I'm gonna say the ball.
All right,
I think it's heavier.
Go ahead and shake it out. What's coming out first, Loren? You have to tell us. I can't see.
Okay, it looks like maybe the dice is. He's got to shake them all the way down his leg. So he's at his kneecap right now.
He's practically pushing it down.
Not as easy as you would think it would be.
And
wait, this
like I said, the jeans are pretty tight. Let's see what comes out first. I think the dice probably will come out first. The ball seems to be getting stuck.
Now nobody guessed dice, right?
I don't know. Oh, the dice were out first.
The dice were out first.
Really? Well, they are the smallest.
All right. Now, left in there are sunglasses and a ball. Brandy, you got to guess this one to get these tickets. What will come out next? A pair of sunglasses or a ball?
I still say the sunglasses.
All right.
I still say the ball.
Okay, good. Now we got ourselves a game. Let's go, Adam Driver. What's coming out next?
All right. Shaking the leg.
Well, don't forget the other leg, too. The thing is, the ball is, like,
stuck. Wait, is there items in both legs?
Yeah, he's got one in the left side, one in the right side. Shake it. Oh, sunglasses are
sunglasses.
Out.
Sunglasses!
Oh, yeah! Yay.
Congratulations, Brandy.
All right, thank you. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
July 9th, Spectrum Center, you, the New Kids on the Block, 80s mixtape tour. You're going.
Thank you. My daughter's going to be excited, too.
Oh, she's a New Kids on the Block fan?
Yeah, she's 17. She kind of likes old school stuff.
Whoa, okay.
So, yeah.
Not like Roy.
No, that's not, when it sounds like 80s, I get turned off.
Oh.
I love New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Me too. And she does, too. And that's close to her birthday, so she's going to be super excited.
Awesome. Well, Brandy, thanks so much for listening to the MRL show. And congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, Nicole, you're done with her? Okay, there you go. All right, Adam Driver, good game.
Can I just say...
What, you want to do more?
No, that six game was crap.
What?
It was crap because he started working on the left leg. It's where the sunglasses was.
Well,
and he forgot about my right leg, where my ball was.
You know what's really
strange?
You
had a guess.
Well, yeah, but when he's working on the leg with the item... Of course, my item's not going to come out.
Well, how do you know?
Because I could clearly see the ball sticking out of his leg.
You know what? Sometimes the games are fixed, buddy. That's just the way it goes at the carnival.
I think it's more odd that Maney thought of this in the shower this morning.
Yeah, he likes to think about putting things down your
pants. Thinking about putting things in my pants while he was
right,
bathing.
Slow down, you two. Slow down. All right, thanks, Adam Driver. Good game. I love it.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
We have more tickets for you tomorrow morning, 8:35, to go to the New Kids on the Block.
I think we've done something similar like that before, by the way.
Yeah, I would like to bring it back.
Yeah.
Again, in a different form. Guess what comes out of my mouth?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I would put three items in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. All right. We are going to switch gears quite a bit here. As you know, we've been part of the CMS anti-bullying campaign for the last 5 years now. And the superintendent, as well as the head of the anti-bullying campaign for CMS, is going to drop by the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about that and how you guys can win a concert for your school simply by standing up and speaking out. It's all coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Something very near and dear to our hearts is the Stand Up and Speak Out campaign. We've been doing this for years now, and it's something that it's a little different than what we normally talk about here on the show, but it's something important that we must talk about on the show.
You know, we've been doing this for the last 5 years. We're going to tell you guys to fill out a piece of paper, ask your teachers in CMS for the piece of paper where you can stand up and speak out And the school that fills out the most will then get a concert thrown by Kiss 95.1 and the other radio stations here at the end of the year, which is always fun to go to that one school.
Absolutely.
So that's your incentive to do this, because we'll bring a cool artist here to your school. And in the studio, we have so many people. Andrew Murray's in the studio. Now, Andrew, what do you do over with the anti-bullying campaign?
Well, I'm the U.S. attorney here for Western District of North Carolina. So this is just an initiative to keep young men and women from coming to see me.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Dr. Clayton Wilcox, the superintendent of CMS, is in here.
Good morning. Good to see you all.
Yeah, good to see you guys again. Fred Hudson, also from the U.S. District Attorney, is in here. I believe there's a student in here today, and John Councilman from CMS is also here.
You can see all these people. You can watch the show if you'd like. We're on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate.
Yeah, they look like a boy band.
They really do.
The way
they're
standing there.
I know, people know.
They really do, yeah.
So, listen, the show that we do here, we do a lot of story-driven segments, and unfortunately, a lot of it has to do, one way or another, we hear stories about how someone was bullied into something, or how someone feels that maybe their dating life is off now because of the way that they were treated growing up, and, you know, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to go for help. And what would you say, Dr. Clayton and Andrew Murray from the U.S. District Attorney's Office here in North Carolina, what's the first thing a student should do if they are either being bullied or see something?
You know, I think they have to say something. They've got to find a trusted adult on the campus, whether that be a classroom teacher, a guidance counselor, an administrator, or even a custodian or a food service worker. Find someone and tell them that you're being bullied. We'll make sure that it stops. Sometimes it's not as easy to stop as one might think it is, but we're going to be on that case.
I know that there are ways for students to report bullying anonymously as well. And I saw that you will have something on the CMS portal and on every single CMS website.
On every website, you can report bullying anonymously, but you don't even have to be the one who's being bullied. If you see bullying going on, you can report this anonymously, and our administrative team will look into it right away.
A lot of parents might not even be aware of this, listening in your cars on your way to school. And by the way, we are dealing with CMS here because that's where we are located. But I know Union County, Cabarrus County, all the other counties have similar plans. You just need to get in touch with your individual school and find out. But 1 in 3 U.S. students say they've been bullied in some form at school. And now, Andrew Murray from the U.S. District Attorney's Office, it's not just at school anymore. It could be on the bus. It could be through social media, something that we didn't deal with growing up as much.
That's true. It's really pervasive now. We dealt with it just in school or on the bus. But now with social media, with Facebook, with text, then they can't get away from it. It's there all the time. And kids have a difficult just understanding that and understanding that there are ways to speak to others, to talk to others. So that's why we're here. They need to stand up, speak out. Parents need to be involved, to have discussions with them, and need to look for mood swings and changes and to make sure that they get involved in their lives, because we can make a difference. All they need to do is report, as Clayton said.
You know, I was reading all the stats about bullying, and the one thing that it just breaks my heart is when kids admit to not wanting to go to school because of their safety and because of bullying. I hate that goes on with these kids. And the number is surprising about how many kids experience that. You know, and I remember like that one boy, I think it was like a year ago in Knoxville. Remember, he was like, his video went viral. He was crying in the car, in the car school line, saying, I don't want to go in.
Yeah.
You know, because of bullying.
Yeah.
You know, you really, parents need to have these conversations, and kids listening to our show right now, you got to step up. And if you see the bullying, because a lot of times the people who are being bullied, they're too afraid to say something, you know, you can try to be their voice and help them out.
Yeah, I mean, we're all only human. Dr. Clayton, it might surprise you to know that I wasn't a great student growing up. So my schooling was already, here I am behind a microphone. Yeah. But no, honestly, school was already stressful enough for a student like me who wasn't a great student and had to work harder in math and work harder in, you know, in spelling and all that stuff. And it's like the last thing I want to do is, as I'm going into class, is deal with someone who's bullying me or making that even more difficult for me.
Yeah, I think right now that's the one thing that I would say is that for young people, they've got to find a significant adult that they can talk to about this, because it's just all too prevalent. And it's even in our, you know, kind of general society where kids may not be being bullied by a specific, but they may be being bullied by an idea. And somebody says, well, what do you mean by that? you know, every body image that you see, people get shamed. I know I walk around and I don't ever see somebody like me because I'm a little heavier. But I think, you know, we've got to kind of tune into what our kids are feeling, what they're thinking. You know, our kids that are coming in that are, you know, gay, our kids that are coming in that are perhaps transgendered. You know, there are so many images in society that say they're not worthy. I think parents have to connect to that. Kids, yeah. Other kids have to connect to that and say things. The other thing I wanted to say about social media is, you know, for a lot of parents, they don't understand that social media is a different animal in this environment. It used to be one or two kids picking on another kid. Now it could be a whole school passing around an image of you overnight. And you can't really recover from that. And so we've got to stop it before it gets started.
I mean, Marsha has our own trolls and haters. Right. I mean, can you imagine what kids have to, it's probably magnified with what kids do.
Yeah, and I think you said something something to stick on, and it is teaching acceptance. You know, I was one of the one in three when I was in school, and my first day of high school, I was beat up by a girl, and she continuously bullied me for the entire year. And people sometimes forget that bullying it's not just physical. It is somebody in your ear constantly and spreading things about you. And it does hurt you deep down. I must have tried to drop out of school three times in my high school career. And then I went on, you know, to college and things got better. But it was something that I dealt with for years.
So we're wrapping up here, and we're going to post all this information up on kiss951.com where you can find out how to stand up and speak out at CMS schools. And we will bring a concert. The school that gets the most signatures signed up and brought to the office, or you do it online. Can you do it online now as well? It's all online now.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Okay.
See, it's been 5 years since we started this, and it really evolved. Dr. Clayton Wilcox and Andrew Murray, one of you two, just quickly, are we making progress? Do you see results from programs like Stand Up and Speak Out?
I think there's no doubt there's progress. This awareness makes parents aware and makes teachers aware and any counselor. And just looking for that kid that needs help, looking for those that are just starting to withdraw, starting to not want to come to school. That was a tragic situation.
It was.
That person was just crying, wanting to go to school, going to bus. And we have to prevent that. And I think we're making a difference by programs like this.
Great.
Perfect. Again, we'll get all this information posted up on our app. Just download the Kiss95.1 app, or parents, if you're going to be going to the office later today, you can log on at kiss95.1.com. We'll get all this posted. But thank you all for coming into the studio.
Yes,
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we know you're busy today. And remember, parents, no matter what school system you're in, have the conversation with the kids and let them know if you see something, say something.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We want to know this morning, and with the Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande breakup, Loren, remind everyone who gets what.
So she has given him the ring back, and she gets to keep Piggy Smalls.
The pig.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there's so many articles now written, and I found this on Twitter, about who gets to keep what after the breakup.
Okay.
So we thought this morning we would want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. It's small. It's ridiculous. But after you broke up, you needed it back. What was that item? You know what I mean?
Like, people, you had to crawl back and like, hey, I need this.
I need my DVD box set of season 3 of Sex and the City. I just need it back. Like,
really?
I'm just saying an example.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Just at the end of a breakup, I'm like, just throw it.
Oh, no, I'm petty enough to be like, nope, give it back.
Oh, really?
You know what? I don't even care if it was a gift. Give it back.
And by the way, it could either be your item that you needed back or your ex asked for it back. It was so small, you had to dig it up. What was it? 704-570-9595.
People on Facebook Live saying, I would want the pig.
If you're the one that called off the nuptials, it is up to you to return the ring to the person who gave it to you.
So, to be very honest with you, I kind of think the ring should go back to the original purchaser no matter what.
Even if that person called off?
No, hold on.
That's what this person's saying.
Called off is different than, yes, if they called it off, I think it should still go back to the person who purchased it. However, I think if there is infidelity, the other person should be able to keep the ring.
So you can sell it.
Real estate, Roy. You own property together. You own a house together. Who gets the house?
You sell it. Split the profits, if there are any.
How do you split it?
50-50.
Right. That's what a relationship expert says. It's best to sell and divide the proceeds evenly.
Or 80-20.
80-20?
Adding that if someone put a down payment on the property, they should get that money back if the marriage ended within a year. If you rent and can't decide who should move out, she suggests options. Asking the landlord if you can get out of the lease early so that you both can move out. Or trying to buy out the rest of the person in the lease, giving them their money back.
Mm-hmm. So rock, paper, scissors isn't a suitable way to end that argument.
These are good, too. We'll post the rest of these up at kiss951.com, like material possessions, like we're talking about here. Restaurants, bars, and favorite places to go. How do you pick who gets to keep that place? Like, if you guys have a favorite bar that you go to, like Queen Park Social, just for instance.
I don't think you should have to decide who gets to keep that.
Well, like, I don't want to run into you.
I get that.
It's my place. I want it.
Well, and the tough part with that is, let's say, you know, you get broken up with. Everywhere that your person went to is going to remind you of them. Mm. So you're not going to want to be, you know, like if you always went there with her to Queen Park Social, you're going to see Queen Park Social and your stomach's going to cringe.
Exactly.
You know? We're getting text messages to the studio. People are saying, we bought a puppy together and raised it. She became my pride and joy. Best decision ever. I asked for that back. I took back a $350 blender that I bought her for Christmas. She didn't use it anyway.
Yeah, but you have to ask for it back, which is like, that's just funny in itself.
And that was a blender. Yeah.
I'm here.
For what?
The blender.
Yeah. Let's bring in Leah from Taylorsville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Leah?
Sorry, going to the country. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the ridiculous item that either you asked for or someone asked for from you after the breakup? Oh, we lost her. Oh, okay, Leah, try us back.
Yeah. All right, Amber and Charlotte.
Hey, guys. After a breakup, I absolutely had to have my season 2 of Nip Tuck DVDs back.
Nip Tuck was a good show.
Now, were you wanting it just to, like, I don't know, be spiteful, or did you genuinely want it back?
Well, I don't rewatch things, so I never watched it again, but he just couldn't have it.
But you know what? Maybe one day you come home from work and you want to watch the season's finale of Nip Tuck. You need that.
And now I have it.
It's randomly season 2, though, Loren. It's not like it was the last or first season of it. You know what I mean? Amber, did you get it back without an argument?
I did. We met at a Burger King and I got it back.
Is that the only thing that you exchanged?
Yeah, I think so. It was like 6 months later, and one day it just hit me that he still had it, and I was like, I need it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love it. You had to go to a public place, too.
He kept it. I mean, 6 months later, that stuff would have been burned in my house.
I'll roll my window down, and you just throw it in so we don't even have to talk.
Yeah.
Well, so get this. I went through a breakup, years ago at this point. And when we broke up, I was fine. But then a couple months later, I got into a really bad accident. I couldn't really move. And so I had to get my mom to return some of the things because I couldn't get out of the bed. Aww. I was like, Mom, this is going to be awkward for you. But he needs some things. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, Margaret and Hickory.
Hi.
Hi. So welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. In a breakup, I had to keep my Xbox. Like, we had a huge fight.
Yeah, Xboxes are kind of expensive, and a lot of these Xboxes, Loren, you save games onto them now, like a hard drive.
Oh,
you don't need the disc,
do.
So you have games saved on there, too. So when you say it was a big beef, I mean, like, you know, was there yelling involved and shoes thrown?
Yeah, she had paid for it. It was a birthday gift 1 year. And when we broke up, she had wanted it back because she paid for it. And I was like, no, it was a gift. You're not getting it back. Like, it was a huge argument. Our friends ended up getting involved. It was just really ridiculous. But we were young.
So yeah. Who ended up getting
trivial?
So who ended up with the Xbox ultimately?
Oh, no, I kept the Xbox.
Thanks, Margaret. Let's see if Leah's got a better connection here before we take a quick break. Leah?
Sorry.
Real quick.
I live out in the middle of nowhere.
That's okay. We love people that live in the middle of nowhere. What was the item?
Okay, so my ex gave me a really expensive, nice Ohio State sweater. I don't like Ohio State, but it was just one of those sweaters you can cuddle in anytime. And he gave it to me, and the day we broke up, I left it in his car. I literally drove down to Annapolis to get it back from him.
He's like, what are you doing here at my work? And I'm like, I left my sweater in your car. He's like, no, that's mine. I'm like, oh, no, honey, you gave that to me. That's mine, and I've got to have it. I can't make it to the winter without it.
Aww. What's he going to do with it anyway? Come on.
It's a really expensive sweater that his wife gave to him that bought for him, and he gave it to me, which I really don't care because, you know.
Leah, do you still have the hoodie?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm wearing it now. I really warm a hoodie.
Send us a picture.
I will. Tag us
at the MRL show. Thanks, Leah.
Still to come.
Brand new episode of Roy's Senseless Survey, where I call people, pretend to be from the government, and ask them crazy questions and see how long they'll stay on the phone. This time, I ruin a knock-knock joke. You have to hear how this goes. It's coming your way in 5 minutes.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Donovan, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, good afternoon, U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 704-329-2739. You're on a recorded line. Got a couple questions here. I guess some paperwork we're going to get submitted in for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so just three questions. Do you buy or lease your car?
I bought it.
And what's the color of your trunk?
It's red.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning on updating Facebook today?
No, I'm not. No.
If it came with a free cell phone service and Wi-Fi, would you allow the government to install a tracking chip in your clothing?
What? No.
Mm-hmm. And for health reasons, where's the weirdest place you have a mole?
Okay, that's none of your business, to be honest with you. And I thought there was only three questions. You've obviously exceeded three. So what is this all about?
So I can put down in the private areas?
No, because that's not what I said.
Ever went cruising for a bruising?
Listen, I don't know what this is. I don't really have time for it. It's kind of ridiculous.
I know. So we just got a couple more. Sir, these are the questions that the Americans need to know. Just a couple more questions. Do you know any knock knock jokes?
Yes.
Can you tell me one?
Knock knock.
Come on in.
So you just ruined the joke. I don't understand that at all.
When's the last time you farted in a church?
Are you serious? Come on, dude. This is ridiculous.
Do you have an open marriage? Knock, knock. Come on in.
Really?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, real quick, I have a question. Yeah. Did you do that purposely or is that a legit mess up? Did you mean to say
no,
it?
No, I purposely did that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I wanted to see what he would say.
Tearing.
Never know, you know. We have to ask the questions. All
go
hard
find
questions.
Past Roy's Senseless Survey is quickly becoming one of the favorite segments here on the MRL show. They're all there at the Kiss 95.1 app where you can listen to the podcast.
Meaning, can you pull up the Prince Harry audio? And we'll get there in a second. But Cardi B's team is kind of concerned about her new music that she's working on. Now, of course, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj have their little feud going on. But Cardi has been working on tracks to diss Nicki Minaj. And half of Cardi's team is like, hey, you should probably just ignore it at this point. And then the other half is kind of egging it on. So we'll have to see where that goes. Pippa Middleton, she did have her baby yesterday. We were on Royal Baby Watch. And her and her husband welcomed a baby boy at 1:58 p.m. yesterday. 8 pounds, 9 ounces. Baby and mom are doing well.
What's the baby's name?
No
name released, huh?
Hold on.
No, that's okay.
I don't have a name yet.
All right.
So, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they also announced they're expecting a baby this week. They're not expecting a baby this week. They announced it this week that they're expecting a baby. And they were in Sydney, Australia. He addressed the crowd and says that he couldn't be more excited.
Genuinely, thank you for the incredibly warm welcome and the chance to meet so many Aussies from all walks of life. And we also generally couldn't think of a better place to announce the upcoming baby, be it a boy or a girl. So thank you very, very much.
I have so many. Like, do you think they got married just because she was pregnant? And then the other thing I want to ask is do you think that they're still in Pippa's thunder?
You think maybe they should have waited until after Pippa had the baby to announce?
Kind of. I'd be upset if I were them.
I kind of feel like it's better.
Because Harry's the cooler one.
But isn't it better this way than to do after Pippa has the baby and then make your own baby announcement?
I don't know. There's definitely some royal something going on.
Yeah, interesting.
And, do people in Australia just forget that they were thrown there? Like back in the day, that was a prison for English people. Did you know that? Australia used to be a prison. Like the whole country's where a bunch of castaways from England are. So did anybody yell to Harry like, hey, mate, we don't even like you.
No.
You threw us here because you didn't want us.
They would even test nuclear bombs and cause like major radiation towards Australia.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, Meghan Markle on this trip has already broken royal protocol and she's snapping pictures with little Meghan mini-me's. So you know how they post the little kids that look just like celebrities?
Yeah,
she's posing with celebrity lookalikes, okay. I suppose. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, their divorce is finalized. And I'll tell you what star is engaged and has been engaged under our nose this whole time, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty.
Perfect. Let's play Can't Beat the Ran. 704-570-9595. 28 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus. City Comedy Tour.
On KISS 95.1.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Okay.
By yourself in the car? I always like to know what I'm up against.
Yes, sadly.
All right, Andrew, 1-1.
What do you mean,
mano,
sadly?
Let's see.
Yeah, what does that mean? Do you normally drive with someone? Or do you...
Well, usually I like to have a friend or two.
This is a sad...
Andrew, I'll go driving around with you, buddy.
All right, throw her out, Andrew.
Loren, you know what to do.
All right, I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave. We have a whole TV show here. It's on KISS 95.1's Facebook page, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate. She's out of the studio. You can see it where she cannot hear these questions. Manny, go ahead.
Thank you, Roy. Question number one. Kanye gifted orphans with his signature shoe while on a trip to Uganda with his wife. Who would Kanye's wife be?
Kim Kardashian.
And question two. Priyanka Chopra gave us a peek at her wedding day style. Which Joe Bro is she engaged to?
Pass.
Question three, what Your Body is a Wonderland singer and ex to Taylor Swift and Jennifer Aniston turned 41 yesterday?
John Mayer.
Lady Gaga just announced she's engaged. What movie did she most recently play a role in with Bradley Cooper? The movie's out now. Another pass. Question five, what former Weekend Update host got a late night talk show and then returned to SNL this past weekend to host the show? Former SNL person who went off and got his own show. Now he hosted SNL this past weekend. Who is that?
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. Come on in, Loren.
How did Andrew do?
He got two correct.
Ooh, okay.
Passed on a lot.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
Question one. Kanye gifted orphans with his signature shoe while on a trip to Uganda with his wife. Who is Kanye's wife?
Kim Kardashian West.
You got it, 1-1.
And Priyanka Chopra gave us a peek at her wedding day style. Which Joe Bro is she engaged to?
Nick.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Andrew used a pass, 2-1.
What Your Body is a Wonderland singer and ex to T Swift and Jennifer Aniston turned 41 yesterday?
John Mayer.
That is correct, 3-2.
Lady Gaga just announced she's engaged. What movie did she most recently play a role in with Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
You got that correct. Unfortunately, Andrew used past for that one. It's 4-2.
Okay.
And question five, what former Weekend Update host turned late night talk show host returned to SNL this past weekend? He was on SNL.
Former.
Then left and got his own show and came back to host this past weekend.
Doesn't watch
three,
SNL.
Mm-hmm. 2-1.
I probably should know this.
If you're going to get missed one, today's the day.
Well,
what was it?
He said Jimmy Fallon. That is incorrect. Correct answer we were looking for was Seth Meyers.
Gotcha.
Final score, 4-2.
Fallon wasn't a bad guess, though.
Yeah, it's not a bad guess at all.
All right, Andrew. Sorry.
Well, there's only one Loren, and I can't be here.
Thanks for playing today, Andrew.
Cheer up, buddy.
I know. I'm sorry you're driving to work alone.
By the way, we just
you're always with us, though.
We get a message on Facebook that he sounds like Thor. I've never seen Thor. Is that true? I don't know.
I sound like Thor?
He's talking about
The guy from War of the Roses a while back. Okay.
Wouldn't that be strange if people are like, we do War of the Roses?
Cheer up,
and
Andrew.
And then they listen to us afterwards.
Go listen to one of Roy's random surveys on the Kiss95.1 app on our podcast. It'll make you laugh, bud.
Will do.
All right. We'll see you later. There goes Andrew, everybody.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I think it was the laugh. I think maybe the laugh was very Thor-like.
Okay. Well, we are bringing back Worst Date Wednesday. We got a message from Michaela, who has agreed to come on the show with us here in just about 7 minutes. Michaela says that she went on a date with someone, and he did something that made her laugh at first. Then she went home and cried. What the heck could this be about? She's agreed to come on and tell us, and we're going to take your stories and see who else had bad dates within the last couple weeks. 704-570-9595. Worst Date Wednesday takes off in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Gonna make it rain with Kiss Cash Code. It's coming your way in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
It's Worst Date Wednesday here on the MRL Show. We love doing this every once in a while. If you had a horrible date within the last couple weeks, give us a call at 704-570-9595. Krista, Caitlin are on hold to talk to us. Plenty of lines open for you, but we wanted to bring Michaela in first, and she sent us a message Sunday night. Hey, Michaela.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for joining us on Worst Date Wednesday.
So I
wish she wasn't Worst Date Wednesday.
I know. Well, we kind of creating this all around the message you sent us. Tell us what happened.
All right. So I met this guy. We met on Tinder, and everything was cool. We went out to eat. He looked great. Pictures, like, he lived up to the pictures. So that was, first of all, amazing. We laughed. Like, it was, like, literally one of the best dates ever. I'm like, all right, listen, I found him. Like, this is it.
Right.
So he says, you know, like, I just got to be honest with you. So I'm like, here we go. He's like, I had to take money from my mother, who I still live with. You know, I took it out of her purse without her knowing to pay for this date. Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, he just hit you with a bunch of stuff there.
Living with mom, stole from mom.
Doesn't clearly have the means to go on a date.
You know, if I can play devil's advocate, which I'm so great at doing here on the MRL show, Michaela.
I want to see how you spin stealing.
Well, my guess is that he was feeling some type of way about Michaela, too. He wasn't sure going into it. And yes, he didn't have the funds and he stole from his mom, which I can never say is okay. But he wanted to be honest with her. And I think because he felt it was a good date, too, Roy, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But maybe he wanted to start it off on a good note by being honest with her. What else would he do that for?
I wouldn't have been that honest. I'd have kept some things to myself.
Right. Some things are better kept off the table.
I think you're probably right, Manny. Like, he felt like he needed to come clean about it because he probably really does like her. But, I mean,
I don't know. Hats off to him for being honest?
He just stole from his mom.
Is that the only thing that happened? Is that it? Or is there more?
No. Well, yeah, there. Like, you know, we, you know, finished the date. But, like, I literally got in the car and I cried the entire way home.
Why?
And it wasn't because he stole the money, because that's between him and his mother, honestly. But it was just like, I cannot find a guy.
So is he officially, like, off your list now that you've heard that?
If he'll steal from his mother, he'll steal from me.
Ooh.
That's a good point.
Kind of agree.
When you steal from mama.
Did he bring that up when the bill came, or did he bring that up midway through, and then did you, like, just finish toast to mom on the way out?
She probably would have picked up the bill if he would have said that beforehand.
Well, I honestly feel like I should have called his mom and said thank you, because the food was amazing. but
well, and you
I don't know, I just...
this also speaks to his relationship with his mom, because if I called my mom and said, hey, I need some money, I'm going on a date, can you help me out? My mom would give me the money. You know, so he must have a strained relationship with mama, too.
It can't be too strained. They live together.
Wow.
But I mean, that's why right.
I mean, yeah. Roy's right, though. I mean, just to go into her purse. And poor Michaela cried on the way home. Loren, tell her that there's a chance that she's going to find someone one day.
Michaela, there are good guys out there. You got to kiss a lot of frogs, but you'll find someone.
Yeah. I mean, just statistically, you have a good chance of finding someone. There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
All right, Michaela. Well, thanks for coming on with Worst Date Wednesday. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys, for having me. I'm sorry I had to be on here for this, but yeah,
nope.
Appreciate it.
Thanks right. for sending us a message.
I just feel bad. I know the dating world is so difficult out there. Like, yeah. If anything ever happened between Dallas and I don't think I would go back into the dating world. I'd just be by myself.
You
I'm all
just
set.
Just become a nun.
I don't know if I'll go that far, but
let's bring in Krista from Troutman. Krista, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. How are y'all this morning?
We're great, Krista. So you also had an issue at a restaurant. What happened?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I met this guy on Tinder also, and we decided to meet up at a local restaurant here in Troutman called Dixie's Chicken and Fish. And, like, love he was there. Very rude to the workers, like the servers and everything. And he kept snapping his savers at one of my friends who I've known since, like, elementary school. And literally, I go, honey, I am so sorry. And I gave her, like, $50.
Good for you.
That was really nice of you.
Good for you.
Krista?
We're getting text messages to the studio, too. 704 texted in and said, I was on a date with a guy who picked me up from my house for a movie and dinner. He was really sweet, paid for dinner. However, on the way to the movie, his car broke down, and he made me get out and push. To make matters worse, I was in heels and it was raining, and he told me to suck it up.
Is that true? Suck it up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude.
He wouldn't be getting a second date after that one.
All right. We got more time for some calls. 704-570-9595. Caitlin, Hannah, you guys hang on. We'll be right back. Worst Date Wednesday.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Coming up here in just about 3 minutes, your shot at $1,000 Wake Up and Win. But I wanted to jump on the air with these phone calls real quick because Caitlin's been on hold for a minute with Worst Date Wednesday. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
So play Worst Date Wednesday. We hate that it has to come to this, and we've made a day of the week named after horrible dates, but go ahead.
You know what? They kind of follow the same theme as the other ladies this morning. So I went on a Bumble date, not Tinder, and the guy invited me out to eat, so I come from work, and he proceeded to tell the waiter that we were only eating appetizers, and then he ordered for me. So I was just, you know, kind of petty about it, and I just sat there and drank my water and went to Chick-fil-A on the way home.
Wow. So he ordered for you?
Yes. Did like, when the waiter came over, he was just like, oh, yeah, we'll just have this.
Well, and, did he like, consult with you?
No.
Well, hang on, y'all. I'm confused because Loren has said on this show she loves it when her husband orders for
her. I do, but my husband knows me. And, like, he doesn't need to consult with me because he knows me so well. So if we sit down for dinner out at a restaurant, he typically knows I would like a dirty martini, extra dirty with blue cheese stuffed olives. So he'll order it for me. And I think that's really nice that he knows me that well.
Can we talk about how Loren's drink order?
That's complicated. That's like,
I mean,
it's the first date. He has no idea if
right,
I have any
Caitlin.
Dietary restrictions. He has no idea, like, what I like. And he just assumed that I would want whatever he got. So I let him enjoy his food while I sat there.
Very, very strange, Caitlin. Thank you.
You're making fun of my drink order, but
yes,
I left out the goose cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Shake it.
Say it again.
I love how bougie you are because your drink reflects you in every way.
Say it again. Pretend. Like, hold on. Pretend we're at like a club or something and Roy says,
well,
what can I get you?
I would order
you?
It at dinner. I wouldn't order
right.
it at the club. But I would like a goose dirty martini, extra dirty with blue cheese stuffed olives.
That's not that bad. I think I can remember that.
Thank Thank you.
It's not like no gin and tonic or Jack and Coke. Something easy off the tongue.
That's true.
All right. Hannah in Fort Mill, welcome to...
I got you a beer.
Yeah, he comes back with a Bud Light. You'll like it, ma'am. All right, this is Hannah in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Worst date Wednesday, Hannah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I went on one date with a guy who lives in Fort Mill, and I found out that he works in Southbury and commutes every day. So I asked him if he was planning on moving closer to Southbury, and he told me that no. He still lives with his parents, and he's not moving out until the Lord tells him.
Oh, well, at least he has an open line.
Yeah, he's waiting on a sign, huh?
Bartenders were picking up that it was a bad date, and they just kept refilling my drink and didn't refill his.
Oh,
that's good.
Dang. And they kept an eye on you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Thanks, mm-hmm. Hannah. You know, that's something we need to talk about like later on in the show when the bartenders start waking up is when did you help save someone from a bad date? Because you know they got stories for days,
oh,
yeah. too.
Oh, 100%.
That'd be awesome.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Do not text that KISS cash code. We don't accept it. You gotta go on the KISS 95.1 app. Put the code word there. That's how you get your $1,000.
I only got like one text this time.
Oh, easy.
I know, but yesterday there was a whole slew of them because nobody knew that that's not the way you do it anymore.
Well, today there's less, so it looks like people are learning.
Yeah.
So there's that. Roy, do you remember the time that Loren brought a cake and tried to smuggle it through security at an airport?
I do.
How'd that turn out?
Well, they let her through.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. And I've actually learned that if you like, people bring in Tupperware, people bring in their own food all the time to the airport.
People have dietary restrictions. You can't tell them they can't take stuff through security.
But I've been to the airport a ton of times, and I've waited in that security line a ton of times, and I don't remember anybody standing there with a cake.
Well, I had a special request from my mom, who wanted a cake that was only from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I carried it with me on a flight to Fort Lauderdale, and I did have to put it through the X-ray machine. Or cutting it was the other option, which we weren't doing.
No, we're not doing that. The reason why we even bring this up is there was a roasted pig discovered by a beagle in the U.S. Customs Border Patrol unit at Atlanta's airport last week.
Now, you can't take anything internationally like that. Was this an international flight?
Hardy, who is part of the Atlanta Airport's Beagle Brigade, which smells luggage of travelers coming in internationally, got a hit on an Ecuadorian's luggage. And inside the suitcase, it was reported that there was a roasted pig. And the head and all. You should see the picture if you haven't seen it. Full head, everything inside the suitcase.
That's strange. But do you remember, it was like this week or last week, we had someone call in and say, we were talking about the strange things your boss asked you to do. And her boss asked her to take his bag from here to like...
Germany.
Germany. And it was filled with bacon.
Yeah, I know. What the heck was that?
I feel
like we don't spend enough time on things we talk about. Sometimes, like, that should have been an hour worth of show.
I'm trying to understand why it was bacon.
Yeah. Anyway, the pig was nearly 2 pounds, according to agents. They seized and destroyed it. They did not eat it because they don't know, you know, where it's coming from. And they say the best defense to protecting our lives here in the United States is to prevent food and such coming in from out of the country.
Yeah.
However, cake from Charlotte to Fort Lauderdale is allowed.
It's domestic.
Okay. Still to come.
All right. So we do have the Roy Senseless Survey. It's brand new for you. I totally butcher a knock-knock joke. I mean, you have to hear how this unfolds. Senseless Survey comes up at 5.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Donovan, please.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, good afternoon. U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 704-329-2739. You're on a recorded line. Got a couple questions here. I guess the paperwork are going to get submitted in for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so just three questions. Do you buy or lease your car?
I bought it.
And what's the color of your trunk?
It's red.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning on updating Facebook today?
No, I'm not. No.
If it came with a free cell phone service and Wi-Fi, would you allow the government to install a tracking chip in your clothing?
What? No.
Mm-hmm. And for health reasons, where's the weirdest place you have a mole?
Okay, that's none of your business, to be honest with you. And I thought there was only three questions. You've obviously exceeded three. So what is this all about?
So I can put down in the private areas?
No, because that's not what I said.
Ever went cruising for a bruising?
Listen, I don't know what this is. I don't really have time for it. It's kind of ridiculous.
I know, sir. We just got a couple more. Questions that the Americans need to know. Just a couple more questions. Do you know any knock-knock jokes?
Yes.
Can you tell me one?
Knock-knock.
Come on in!
So you just ruined the joke. I don't understand this at all.
When was the last time you farted in a church?
Oh.
Are you serious? Come on, dude. This is ridiculous.
Do you have an open marriage?
Knock, knock.
Come on in.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. You can listen to more Roy's random surveys. They are up on the Kiss95.1 app. Just grab the podcast.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
Ariana Grande has officially made her first appearance since her split with Pete Davidson. She had recorded an NBC special called A Very Wicked Halloween, and she posted some things on her story, and then they were later deleted. I don't think she had NBC's clearance to put it on there, and she was referencing them.
Okay.
So I think they made her take it back down. But she did say, like, I'm very grateful for everyone that was there, and that concert will air on Monday, October 29th. We have cell phone audio from it, but it's, you know, I hate doing that. I mean, it's not great. I'm just letting you know.
No, we don't have it.
Oh, okay. Maybe they didn't pull it because it was so bad. All right. Kendall Jenner, she admits to stalking an ex. She says that she has made a fake Instagram profile before to stalk an ex. She appeared in a promo with bestie Hailey Baldwin for Carpool Karaoke. And some other stars that are going to be appearing on Carpool Karaoke are Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg, and Matthew McConaughey.
I love Snoop.
Anyone hear these rumors that Lady Gaga was engaged?
I thought I saw something on Insta.
That's the new move, is to get this engagement and not say anything.
Yeah. So rumors started swirling about a month ago, and she did a speech at the annual Women in Hollywood celebration. And she referred to her boyfriend as my fiance. Hmm. So I think confirming those rumors.
I think that's what Sterling and I will do. Secretly
just
get engaged.
You better tell us.
Nah.
Come on.
It'd be fun for the show. Listen, I would be happy for you. Either way, buddy, I'd be happy for you. I'm not going to sit here like somebody else in the room and tell you how to do it.
I didn't say that. I didn't say tell him how to do it. I feel like we're all that close that you would tell us.
Would you be mad if he came in and didn't tell you ahead of time?
I would still be excited for him, but I would probably be hurt and not say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who didn't do a mellow engagement thing, a big celebrity?
Who?
Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. When they got engaged, like all of India, I think they were in India, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in India knew it.
They had their biggest engagement parties there.
A huge party. Papa went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah.
All right.
I loved it. Okay, so the Conners premiered last night as well. And if you are all wondering what was going to happen to Roseanne Barr's character, here's a little clip.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
That's not possible. It's got to be wrong.
Well, they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed, and with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
Oof.
Yeah, so this season will go through as the family copes one day at a time through laughter, bickering, and unconditional love.
I had it DVR'd as Roseanne last year. I wonder if my DVR remembered. And
Probably not.
Yeah.
The Conners now.
Yeah.
It's a different show.
You might have to get it on demand.
All right. Lorraine, what's trending? What's hot?
All right, so if you're basic like me and you love everything pumpkin spice latte, there's a deodorant that you can use now that is pumpkin spiced. It's got that scent to it. I think it's great. I haven't tried it personally, but I'm all in on trying it. So we'll have that information and more what Lauren likes at kiss95.1.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So somebody here on the MRL show is making some waves, believe it or not. This person has come forward and said that they are not going on the Haunted House bus tour. And it's not producer Nicole. It's somebody in this room.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had an interesting experience on the bus tour last year.
Maybe you don't want to go this year. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's someone else. We'll find out coming up in less than, like, 8 minutes. You got to hear this whole conversation is going right on the radio. Knock, knock.
Come on in.
To where?
Diamonds Direct.
Oh, it's beautiful in here. I wish that you didn't ruin the knock, knock joke, though.
Yeah, you know. He does that sometimes.
Well, yeah, everyone's welcome here at Diamonds Direct. They have the best prices on diamonds, period. But, you know, they're just not, when you're buying a diamond ring, you're not just buying the diamond. You're buying the setting, the mounting, everything that goes with it.
And really, it is all about the experience. You want to feel like you're walking into a place and you're not being manhandled or forced into something. That's what I love about Diamonds Direct. It's a stress-free buying experience.
I like that. Diamonds Direct, we're not going to manhandle you.
No.
If there's one thing I hate about a business, it's when I'm manhandled.
You know, if you're looking for something interesting, more involved, they can take things and make them a halo or vintage look. I don't even know what all that means, but they do. Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road, across from the South Park Mall.
Town & Country Ford, a Sonic automotive dealership. Stop by today or visit townandcountryford.com.
Ready, yeah.
What?
Bye.
Got to bring your pet and join Kiss 95.1 at Monroe's Animal Hospital this Saturday, October 20th, beginning at 11 a.m. for the 5th annual Furry Family Festival. Hmm. Try saying that 3 times fast, Lorraine. Go.
Furry Festival what?
No.
Furry Family Festival.
Furry Family Festival. Furry Family Festival. Furry Family Festival.
Not bad. You get $10 rabies shots, $10 bath, $10 baths, pet costume contest, and more. It's all happening at the Monroe Animal Hospital, where I know they're big fans of the MRL show, this Saturday, October 20th.
Also join Kiss 95.1 at Mickey D's off of Tavola Road this Friday, beginning at noon. For $1, pick up a hot, freshly brewed McCafe coffee. Now on the $1, $2, $3 menu, available all day at McDonald's.
Let's get to it. Find out what is going on behind the scenes of the MRL show that is tearing it apart.
Roy and
Lorraine
on Kiss 95.1.
The show is falling apart. People are turning against each other.
This always starts like this, and it's so dramatic.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think it is, of course. Well, so we have our Haunted House bus tour, and it's all filled up, isn't it, producer Nicole?
It is.
We're going to 2 haunted houses, and we have the bus, and you know, one of the show members isn't going, and I'm really sad about it because I think the whole show needs to be there with our winners on the bus, and I really want to make it happen.
Okay.
So,
are we going to announce who it is?
Which show member can't go?
It's me. I can't go. I have a broken foot. I can't go. I can't waddle around in a haunted house.
Well, if he's not going, I'm not going.
Oh, here we go.
Let's back up for a second. And you know I love Roy, and I'm only mad because I want him to be there.
I
want to
be there. I love haunted houses.
But you ain't got a broken foot, buddy. You got a fractured toe, and I think there's a difference.
No, he has a broken toe and a fractured foot.
Yes. The left bottom side of my foot is fractured.
On top of the broken toe?
Yes. When
I'd like to see the doctor report, please.
My pinky toe went like this and then did the whole
stuff. Okay. Well, I know you're in a boot and it's hard for you to walk around.
Right.
But I pitched this to you. You can come on the bus. I'll get you on there. We could sit in the back and hang out. It's BYOB. We'll have a blast. And then when they go into the haunted house, you and I can hang out and wait for people to come out.
That's what I said. I'll hang with them on the bus.
Me too.
I'm not driving around 4 hours on a bus.
That's
not doing the
part.
That's not the best part.
What if we get you a knee scooter?
Let me tell you, the bus. The knee scooter.
A wheelchair?
I'm going to. A wheelchair? Who's going to push me around a haunted house? And then what if that person gets so scared they leave me? I'm just stranded.
Guys, anyone there?
Yeah. No, but the haunted house is the bus ride. Is bouncy because it's a bus, and whenever I'm sitting down, I sometimes have to stretch out my whole leg. It's tight in there. It's not going to be pleasant. I want to be there. I want to be there for our radio family, and I want to be there with you guys because I love Haunted House. I can't do it. I just can't.
That's it. Cancel the whole thing.
I can't.
I feel like maybe we should figure out something, whether he follows us. I don't know, but see, I want him on the bus.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, Porter.
I thought about that, too, but then that doesn't, because I was like, well, that would be a good option. But then if he's not going to go into the haunted houses anyway, then he's even more farther removed from our listeners.
I know. That's stupid.
But what if I show up, have fun with everybody, I'll waddle my butt up on the bus, with even with the boot, for a second. Woo, Roy's
giving everyone
here,
false
Roy's
hope.
Here, hope y'all have a good time, and then I'll waddle back down and wish you away.
To be honest with you, I would tell you that's a good idea, but it's not going to be, because I'm not going to let you off then. I'm going to tell him to close the doors and start.
Me?
Yes. Nicole.
He's kidnapped me in my own car. Okay, you don't think he's above that?
Yeah. God, you guys make me sound like I'm the worst person.
That's okay. You make me sound like a villain or some kind of criminal.
Yeah. Listen, everybody's life is interesting. That's why we're on the radio. But let me ask you this, Nicole. As the executive producer, how do you feel about Roy not going on the bus? Seriously.
So I get both sides. He has a medical excuse, which I know for you, Mr. Drama King, if there was something wrong with your foot, we would not hear the end of it. The whole entire bus ride would be complain this, complain that. The listeners would be like, what kind of show is this?
Yeah.
So they would not, and I do not think that Roy will be his best self on a bus hurting and annoyed with his foot. I do not think that he will be his best self.
And I think I've been pretty non-dramatic. I mean, I have been, I'm pretty drama queeny, but I've been trying to be a little reserved about my
he's handling it.
I'm handling it.
So I get that part. I also get the other side where, you know, the listeners want to hang out with us. This is like a really cool experience that we're giving. So I do get that side. But I think to meet in the middle, his idea of coming here, being here, you know, maybe he'll do the checklist. I'll give him that job. He can check everyone in. He can say hey to everybody.
I'm like the water boy for the team.
Yeah.
You know? you guys are the
go
quarterbacks. And, yeah.
We have a sign made for us.
Yeah. Goodbye. Good luck.
So then he'll come, see everyone off, and then he'll do the wave as we leave.
But I think you can do it because there's a bench in the back of the bus where you can stick your leg out.
Okay, but what if I'm uncomfortable?
Well, then we'll take an Uber home.
What? We'll give you another drink.
Give me another drink. And then what if someone hits my foot?
How fast can Nicole come after you? Like, we're at the haunted house. Can I see how fast?
I don't move it. Okay.
Nicole, come after him like you're somebody, like, you know, scare him.
Okay.
Right. This is going to be great for
where
our live video.
He's in a corner.
Be a zombie.
Okay.
Wait, start over here near me so I can run from you.
Wait, you're running from me?
Yeah, I'm running
from you. Yeah, get behind him. Like hide behind there. Okay. Hey, buddy, you liking the haunted house?
Yeah, this is so scary.
Actually, you don't move too bad.
You're pretty fast,
yeah.
Bro. You just talked yourself onto the bus.
Yeah, you know.
Open your cons. He said.
You know, here's the thing. Hey,
were you scared of Nicole legit, or?
That was pretty loud.
Yes, and by the way, we're going to let you guys weigh in at 704-570-9595. Even if you're not going on the bus, you're MRL show family members, and we have this little issue going on here. What should we do? Can we take a quick break and come back and discuss more?
I mean, whatever they say isn't going to really influence my decision. But
it might.
Okay.
Let the MRL show family weigh in.
And there's one thing about this whole bus ride that I do want to be a part of. And that's why I'm so conflicted with it. We'll dive in more here in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So I broke my foot, and I can't go on the MRL Haunted House Tour because going through haunted houses requires movement, and I'm a little limited in mobility, and I shouldn't be on my foot so much. And
Nicole and Loren, it's not fair. He's not accurate in saying that he broke his foot. You're painting the wrong picture
his
for people listening.
Broken.
My toe's broken and my foot's fractured.
Okay, that's not what you said though. You said you broke your foot, which means that.
All right. Either way, he's in a boot. It's not easy for
that's
him to
fine,
move around.
But when you're painting the picture for people who are listening in the car, if you say that,
what's the difference between the fracture and a foot? But I'm about to break it.
No, I think he thinks it sounds worse, and you're trying to make it worse than
it
sounds.
That's what I'm saying. He's painting strokes on it.
So what I'm dealing with is not bad?
It's not as bad as a broken foot, I would say.
So the fact that I have to wear a boot for the next 4 more weeks is not an indication that, and the fact that my leg is swollen is not any indication that I may be in pain?
I think you should be thankful that you can walk on it. I think there's people with broken toe and broken foot injuries who can't walk on it. They have to use a wheelchair or crutches.
Well, let me also say, I have to walk his dog. He can't even walk his dog.
I'm paying her good money to walk my dog.
And I love you, bud, but let's be honest. That is all. It ain't the foot exactly that's making her walk the dog. You enjoy not having to go outside in the rainy weather.
Wait, you love that. Will Nicole continue to walk the dog, though, after the boot comes off?
No. Sterling's gone.
I'm alone. Okay. Sterling's gone. That is true. I'll give you that.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm not just like showing up in the middle of their dinner like, let me take your dog out for you guys.
Yeah, then we're not lazy bad parents.
So having said all that, Roy's not jumping on the bus with us on Friday to go on our haunted house tour, which would be great if it was the full show, Nicole included, and we want to make it a big thing. But here's Anonymous in Charlotte. Hey, buddy. Oh, it's a girl. Hi. I don't know why I thought you were a boy, but hi, Anonymous.
Hey there. I'm just calling because, years ago, I tore my ACL and was on crutches for 4 months, and I went to a haunted house, like, not even a month after surgery with a full metal leg brace.
Why are you anonymous? Why is this such a... Why do you have to remain
confident? Maybe she's on the bus.
Yeah.
She's like, suck it up, Roy. I'd like to see you that night.
Oh, I don't know how you did it. How did you maneuver one... Also, I don't know if I could even do crutches well, y'all. I'm a big guy.
Mama did not raise a quitter.
Mm.
So you think Roy should go on the bus?
Yeah.
And that is a good question. Why are you anonymous on a story like this? It's not like you told anything bad.
I don't know.
You just don't want your stuff on the street. Okay, I got it.
She doesn't want to be associated with you guys.
I feel like she might be on the bus.
Here's the thing. I just had a conversation with someone yesterday, and they said that they were supposed to wear their boot because they had a similar injury for 6 weeks. They ended up having to wear it for 9 weeks because they did stupid crap, like not go to a haunted house, but they did stupid crap like always walking on the foot, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they probably didn't wear the boot, though. If you wear the boot and go to the haunted house, you should be fine.
No, I'm supposed to remain off of it, but when I do need to walk, I have something to help me get to point A to point B.
If anybody's going to lay some knowledge on us, it's the people in the gas house. This is Richard. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. You heard Roy. What say you?
I say he should not go because I know in his position, I would be in the same place. I wouldn't want to be uncomfortable, just want to relax, heal up. But at the same time, I will say I should take his place.
He wants on the bus.
I want in.
That's a good angle, Richard.
I don't know if we can do that legally. Who knows? But... somebody did send a text message and said that Roy needs to send someone in his place.
Send a proxy? I need to send someone in my place? Who would go in my place?
And somebody who's equally as fun.
Maybe Dallas will go for you.
And then here's the other thing about this. I'm trapped. So if we go, and let's say after our first haunted house, someone's kicked my foot, or let's say I've tripped because it's dark in haunted houses, or let's just say the bus in itself is making my foot hurt. I'm trapped. I can't get out. We're going to be like down in the forever. I don't even know where we're going.
So you're a victim.
Right. So what, now I need a chase car? I need to get Porter and his SUV to follow our bus around in the event that I need a tail out of there?
Buddy, I can get the fire department.
Oh, well, I do like calling 911. Let's talk with Jeremy and Shelby. Nuts. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think I should do?
I think you should go, man. Back when I was in the military, I broke my leg in three different, or broke my ankle in three different places.
What? And carried his soldier friends on his back, Roy.
To be fair, I'm going to defend Roy for a second.
No military
Roy is not
man.
A military yeah. man.
I would sign up for the military, and they'd go, no, we don't want you.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Marines and military men and women, police officers, firemen, you're banned from this.
You can't play.
We're talking to ordinary, average, non-superhero types. Yeah. Oh, here we go, Roy. You know who's going to lay it on.
All right, Colby in York, our friend Colby.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, Colby.
Hey, so I'm actually with Roy on this one. I think Nicole had the great idea letting him be the adult, the supervisor, checking all the children in to get them on the bus, rounding them up. I would say that if you plan on the BYOB thing, that he should at least be on the bus or somewhere in close proximity just in case you lose a child. But going through it, I strongly advise against. I mean, I've seen people do it on crutches. I've seen people do it in a wheelchair. It's really not a good idea. But
hold on, Colby.
If he's
going to
be an adult.
Can I interject here for a second?
That's because, RBF, by the way.
Yeah, I know. So last weekend, Roy went to a concert and had to walk like a mile, but
killed
still
me.
Made it to the concert.
Killed me.
It because killed it was something.
So the thing is, in haunted trails and haunted houses, sometimes some of their props include mattresses covered in dirt that are really hard to walk on. I can go through them completely sober and not broken and still come out with some sort of injury.
Yes, Colby. Thank you. And that concert killed me. I had such a hard time getting in and getting out of that place.
But you still went.
And you know what? And I was planning on going to this stupid bus ride until I called Sterling and he gave me the whole, you know, there's no way I could physically do it.
I wouldn't call it stupid. Wow, but here, you do this. You sleep on it. Get back to us tomorrow, okay?
I'm pretty sure this is going to be the same.
If you haven't heard about the coolest, biggest Halloween party, Grave Diggers Ball, we got that info coming up in 5.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Before we get to the big October 27th party, that is the Grave Diggers Ball uptown, the annual party that Kiss 95.1 throws. We need to remind everyone, I wish I thought about this sooner because, you know, Hickory loves the MRL show and the feeling is mutual. We love Hickory.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our buddy comedian John Reap lives. And I know he works out at the Planet Fitness out there in Hickory. And that's mm-hmm. where producer Nicole is going today. From 4 to 6, she's going to be out at Planet Fitness.
Good.
In Hickory. I can't imagine there's more than one, but maybe there is.
Well, let's look it up.
I don't have the address for the one she's going to be at, but I wanted everyone in Hickory to know that we're going to be at the Planet Fitness out there today. The MRL show's very own producer Nicole will be out there with cool stuff to give away, and I know Planet Fitness is doing a lot of cool stuff. Are you coming in here to talk about your event? Yeah, I've never seen you move so fast.
How come we're just now talking about it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't in our little computer that talks about things going on.
Yeah, I don't think so for us, but I think it has been in, like, other day parts.
Okay, so what's going on there today?
Yeah, so we're going to be...
Did you run?
Yeah, no, I ran.
You tired?
Well, I ran, yeah. So we're going to be at the Planet Fitness in Hickory. It's newly remodeled, so it's going to look super nice. They got food trucks, ticket giveaways, all that good stuff.
Cool. So if you live in Hickory or around Hickory, swing by. Producer Nicole will be there. You get a picture with her. She's really, really awesome to go.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be right across the street from the Sam's hot dog stand. It's a great hot dog stand.
Is it really?
One of the best hot dogs you'll ever have.
Better than the JJ's at Lauren's party.
Well, JJ's is a different type of hot dog. They, like, char their hot dogs. This is not a charred hot dog.
Okay, I'm on.
Really good. Really good hot dogs.
Do they have...
Planet Fitness is stoked that we're now talking about Sam's.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good workout.
I was trying to figure out where Planet Fitness was, and I saw the Sam's hot dog stand, and it's a great place.
Do they have veggie dogs?
Veggie dogs?
I don't know. You just go in there, you get a dog with chili, mustard, and onion.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm here at Metro PCS, right across from the Verizon, down the street from the AT&T cell store.
Come on in and see me.
And make sure you tell AT&T.
You'll see Verizon. It's got a large sign out in front, right across the street.
Big V. The big deal. They're doing some sort of a deal. 15% off phones. But I'm at Metro PCS.
Well, we got good deals, too.
I guess. Nothing on the window. But
it does sound pretty bad. I'm sitting there talking about Planet Fitness where you should be working out and eating healthy. And hey, I'm like, yeah, the hot dog stand.
It's judgment-free. It's a judgment-free zone.
It is. You're right. That's our studio, too, is brought to you by Planet Fitness, a judgment-free zone. So everybody, go see producer Nicole 4 to 6 today, Planet Fitness in Hickory. Now, did you guys...
And I'm assuming you're still going to walk my dog. Because she's also my dog walker.
Yes, I'm going to walk your dog.
Okay. I got to make sure. I got to get a backup
dog
walker.
Bring
Callie. Oh, yeah. Bring her to the remote.
She'd love that.
Yeah, she would love that. She may throw it in the car.
She doesn't travel in the car well, though. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, producer Nicole. You guys, lay your ears on this.
Derek and Loretta, this showcase is full of Halloween fun. And it starts with a little music. First, pack your costume and get ready to rock. You're headed to one of the biggest Halloween concert events in the country, the Grave Diggers Ball in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tickets to the Kiss 95.1 Grave Diggers Ball. Can't miss performances from some of the biggest names in pop music. The Kiss 95.1 Grave Diggers Ball.
Yeah, I love that.
I love the people clapping. They probably don't even know what it is.
That's so cool that it's such a great party that it was featured on The Price is Right. Anyway, we're going to be out there on October 27th, Uptown. Loud Luxury is going to be there, but that's not all we're in.
The one, the only, Black Bear is going to be there.
Tens of thousands of dollars for best costume, most creative costume.
Have you figured out what you're wearing yet?
No, have you?
No.
Let's go. I thought we were going to do like an 80s thing. That's easy.
I don't know. Every time I send Nicole something and ask her what she thinks of it, she tells me I'm basic. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. You and I are not even eligible for the costume contest. And plus, we wouldn't win because some people come. They come hard. They come
dressed up. People travel from all across the nation for this costume party.
They build things.
So what you need to do is get your tickets now, kiss951.com, for the annual Gravediggers Ball Party, which is happening uptown October 27th, featuring our good friend Black Bear and Loud Luxury. Okay? Tickets on sale. By the way, this year it's an all-ages event. So there you go, knowing that. Okay. All right?
All right.
All the details up at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.